So maybe connecting to the themes, like, you know, you shared a lot about looking after Lumpa Cha when he was sick, but I know it's also a very important value to look after all Sangha members in terms of like sickness and aging.
Yeah, that's the Buddha was very explicit in the Vinaya of the, you know, caring for the sick was equivalent to caring for the Tathagata. And so as we live together as a community, to really be caring for each other, the origin story of the monk who was really ill, and the Buddha's asking, you know, what's going on here? Why are you, you know, you're, you know, and it was the Sangha thinks I'm useless, sort of thing. But somebody is ordained, they are a full member of the community, and we look after everybody. So that caring for the sick and learning how to look after the sick. Which is again, it's just something we don't have much experience with, you know, unless you've been trained as a nurse. Which in the culture is very well. If somebody gets sick, well, you know, take them, dump them off at the hospital. But learning how to care for each other, and people do that here where somebody is, and that's where it's really important to let people know, like, I'm not feeling well, I'm not going to eat today, and don't worry about me, as opposed to not showing up saying, no, we definitely need to go and check and see. It's sort of he was okay yesterday, we'll see if he shows up next week. You know, to keeping on top of it and trying to figure out what would be helpful to look after people, and then if they're we've been really fortunate here. Nobody's really had very serious illness. Nobody's died yet. it didn't. I was like, probably this. Yeah, it's a real benefit. I was the second or third year as being an abbot, and, you know, one of the monks died. And then they're foreigners, so you gotta figure, okay, you gotta let the family know. Those are things that happen. What Nana Chat, they've had three. I mean, there's when Pujom Gom, the monk up there, that Ajahn Yaniko was there. There was a Pakal. He was elderly, but he died at Wat Nana Chat. That was the abbot then, but that was more expected. He was older. And then there was a young Malaysian monk who passed away. Either cerebral malaria or it was hard to tell. Probably cerebral malaria.
The Western monasteries, I don't recall anybody other than my sister.
Well, didn't die in the monasteries, but Sister Rojana, she died on pilgrimage in India.
None of the monks. Hmm?
Was that one monk who died in Athens?
That was early on when we first came here. Young, bright monk. I met him 1989, he was a student at Northwestern, and he got very interested. Well, he pounded me with questions, and then he ended up becoming a teacher in L.A. He was very successful, won some kind of national award as a teacher, but all the time he was preparing to ordain, came and ordained, I think.
He came up here, for visits.
Michael.
Patrick,
yeah. Yeah, and then what would have been his 5th or 6th Vasa? Passed away and died, and it was like a freak accident at Ajahn Thun's. We've been fortunate here.
Was he the monk that fell off the cliff, or was that a different monk?
That's a different monk. That was out at Pujamgong.
Pujamgong.
I don't know if they fell off a cliff, he just fell, didn't fall very far. They showed us when we
few feet really between the walking path and
where he is. Yeah.
Did he hit his head on a rock? Yeah,
they had. Yeah, there's rocks everywhere.
Ajahn Yaniko told me he really felt that because his hands weren't out or anything that he probably passed out
before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was down by his side.
Mm-hmm.
It was down, like his hands and arms were down by his side, it's like he was out on his feet. And
That's similar to what happened to Panyabhuto. They figure he must have, because he was in the toilet, and he had very low blood pressure. Probably.
He had had some previous kind of fainting spells.
Yeah, and he had fainting spells before, and he probably got up from the loo, it was in the middle of the night, passed out, and then Ajahn Jayasaro went, and he said there was only one, because he broke his neck. He said there's probably only one way he could have fallen to do that, and it just happened. Great contemplation for the rest of the night.
Statistically, we're next.
Okay, it's a break.